On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario, Courtney Lopez joining us now in studio, actress and winner of season 10 of The Voice, Allison Porter. How are you, Allison?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. It's so nice to finally meet you. I feel like I've known you because of Mrs. Lopez here, and we sort of almost connected in an adjacent way, right?
We did, yeah.
We were on the same, we were in the same show on Broadway, but you left. I got there, and then so did Courtney. Were you there with her, and then you came back?
My understudy became your leading lady.
Hey. Hey.
Right. Yes, I did
leading
understudy.
In the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, it's funny. Yeah, 6 degrees right there.
So I can still picture us in the dressing room just cutting up, right? I mean, we would just have the best time.
We had a really interesting dressing room mate, too, who kept things quite...
Interesting.
Spicy, yeah.
Kind of behind the scenes action right there.
You will mention the things I did. Don't you remember the things that I did?
Oh, God.
Before. This was before.
I don't want to hear pre-stories right here. It might make me reconsider everything.
I don't think so.
But congrats.
You chose wisely.
Okay, good, Allison. Congrats on your new single that you just dropped, Wild One.
Thank you.
What's the story about behind this one? Are you a Wild One yourself?
I would say, yeah, I probably am. Your wife can attend. I was much wilder back then.
Well, no, weren't we
this,
all?
This song is really just about like kind of being unapologetically yourself. It's really just about being like, okay, yeah, I am these things. Like some are such great qualities and others are, you know, maybe not the best, but like this is me. This is what makes my journey and myself like unique.
Makes you you.
And,
yeah.
And everybody has their little wild card that they throw up every once in a while. And this was just kind of like a song about embracing that.
Good for you.
So it's part of your new album, Pink Cloud.
Yes.
Can you tell me what the title's about?
The title is, so like, first of all, I got to Nashville. I was doing a 9-day writing like retreat just to write the record. And I got to Nashville and we were driving home from dinner and I looked up in the sky and there was like this beautiful pink cloud. And I just like jotted it down like, oh, that's interesting. And I realized that like it's something you always notice it, right? Like if you see a beautiful sunset or like a pink something in the sky, or you just always like take note. And it's one of those moments in time that you can kind of capture. And I felt like that's what the record was doing for me. It was just a moment in time that like captured this very special time in my life and time in music. And I had made a lot of choices to sort of not go by the book and do my own thing. And I don't know, it just spoke to me. It was like kind of heaven sent, literally. Yeah. Mm. And then the next day we went in and we wrote the song, which is kind of an ode to like the 70s, Joni Mitchell, Carole King.
Oh, there you go.
It's totally your vibe too.
It is, yeah.
That's a cool vibe right there.
Nice. So very throwback.
Is that the tone for most of the album?
I like to say it's like a country record that was made in the 70s. Huh. I have a couple of theories. Or like Allie from A Star Is Born, if she didn't go into pop.
Okay.
And she stayed like...
By the way, loved her way more before she went into pop.
See?
I was over her.
Right.
I was like, oh, Cornfest, Cornfield right there.
And yeah,
that's
like
a great description.
Like a California country vibe. Like the old, you know, 60s and 70s music from Laurel Canyon. It's got that feel.
I like. And where are you from originally?
Originally East Coast.
What part?
I was born in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then I lived here most of my life growing up doing the kid actor thing. And then kind of back and forth, New York,
okay, so
LA.
That's why you don't have that accent.
It comes out
once in a while. Okay.
When I'm mad.
And are you planning on maybe doing a little touring to support the album?
Yeah, we're playing a bunch of shows and we're kind of like reinventing the wheel a little bit here. I, you know, obviously won this very commercial singing show and then I sort of...
The Voice.
Yes, The Voice.
Season 10.
Love The Voice.
Awesome.
But you know, like what happens after The Voice is kind of up to you. And it can go a lot of different ways. You can be at the mercy of a label or you can kind of go off on your own and do your own thing. And after a while, I just realized, like, I know what I want to do. I don't want anyone to tell me what...
So you're on your own now.
...to do. So we went fully independent and sort of created our own label under, you know, my little umbrella of me with all these amazing teammates. And we're just kind of making it happen on our own and just going with the flow. And we've gotten to open for Toby Keith and
awesome.
Yeah, but it's just slowly but surely just kind of riding the wave. And
good for
this
you.
Record's really special. So I feel like it will have its moment.
Do you still watch The Voice?
I will like occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's very different once you've done it, you know, than like when you watch it before you've done
it. Right.
Yeah, right. You've already been invested so much. Sure.
And yeah, it's just, and plus, like, now I'm busy. I don't have time to go watch The Voice. I got to take care of the kids. I got to play show. I got to, you know.
Well, you're working, mom. You've got two kids.
Yeah.
One boy, one girl. And how old are they again?
4, almost 5, 6, almost 7. Crazy.
Wow. And
kids, real kids.
Real kids. And
do you forget, like, how do I have kids?
Yes, all the time. And I tell them every day, I can't believe you're my kids. I can't believe it. You're so cool. I can't believe you're my kids.
You're so lucky.
Can't believe I did this.
Yeah, seriously. It's just always, you know, that's the one thing. It, like, wakes you up every day. You're like, okay, yeah.
Do they like performing? Do they sing at all?
They've got the whole thing down. They're very, like, cheeky about it. Like, my daughter doesn't like to do it in front of people, but she's in her room, like, in a full JoJo Siwa,
the bows.
And she's blonde. She's blonde like me, Mom.
I'm like, JoJo Siwa's looking a little old for that little getup right there.
No, I'm telling you, the little girls are.
I know, but she still wears those bows. Yeah. I feel like at some point.
She's a little old.
By the way, she's like 5'10".
But you know what? The bow worked for her, so own that bow.
Every store I go into, I see those bows.
I know. Like,
crazy.
Oh, my God. And Mace is like a little baller basketball. He's got really long hair. He looks like a surfer dude who's like playing a basketball star, and he's very like animated, and they both can really sing. And my daughter just harmonized with me for the first time.
Oh, fun.
So if I was singing a note, she was singing a third above, and I was like, how are you doing that? She's like, I don't know.
And harmonizing is hard to
do. It's hard.
I mean,
it's in her DNA. You know? It's just, you can't explain it any other way.
Yeah.
Like, look at your daughter. She's like a 40-year-old newscaster host already had like 3 careers.
That's
She's
right.
unbelievable.
That's all me, though.
I don't know. I've seen her perform.
Well, no. She sings like me, thank God.
Yeah. She got the DNA.
Shade over here. Well, speaking of kids, you were such an adorable one because I vividly remember the movie poster for the movie Curly Sue. So cute. And have your kids seen the movie?
Okay, so we just watched it like 6 months ago.
For the first time?
For the first time. And I'm not sure if they really got it. Like, they were like, it's you. But yeah, I was like, yeah, that's me. Like, when I was a kid. And then halfway through, Aria's like, I'm bored. I'm going to color. I was like, I get you. It's fine. But now they like kind of think it's funny. Like, it's on our, you know, where you go to see all your movies. Like, it's on there. And every time they're like, Mom, look, Mom.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But, yeah.
It's so cute.
And this is a fun fact. We've both appeared in episodes of The Golden Girls.
You did too?
I did too. What did you play? I was deported.
Yes.
I was deported. They play it all the time, especially maybe because of the political climate.
You should watch out now. Because now it might be real.
It's on just, you know, this hamster wheel of repeat.
What'd you do?
I was Blanche's granddaughter, Melissa. So my mom dropped me off for a weekend with grandma, and she put me in a talent show, and I had stage fright, and I didn't perform, which was like the hardest job I've ever done in my whole life.
Because
I'm on the stage, and I have to be like this limp biscuit, like no face, like, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, you should change the story because I can actually do a talent show.
Utilize these talents. Yeah. Nichols, that's Limp Bizkit. That's his favorite band of all time.
I was 15.
They're popular.
How old were you when you did that?
I think I was like 8.
Okay.
Probably.
And how old were you when you did Curly Sue?
Like around 9, 10.
Oh.
It might have been right after Curly Sue. I was like somewhere around there. 7, 8, 9, 10 was like my big years.
That's a great window in your life right there. Awesome. Good for you. You appreciate it so much more too as you get older. Because the transition's obviously so hard, as you know.
Well, and you know, like, people just love the Golden Girls. So it's always like, if it reruns, you hear about it.
Golden Girls was
Twitter
a bomb.
Goes crazy.
It's like Sex and the City, but senior edition.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it was. It was before Sex 100%. In the City, but yeah, it was an awesome show. Well-written 100%. Show. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Current song obsession?
Anything Maggie Rogers.
Last show you binged watched?
Santa Clarita Diet.
Did you like that? That's the Drew Barrymore one.
It's so fun.
Timothy
I thought it was actually about a diet.
Like, yeah, no.
Exactly. No, it's just like one of like those guilty pleasures.
Oh, okay.
A real Netflix and a chill show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Brandon Boyd from Incubus.
Really? Random. Wow. Incubus. I think it's been a minute since. Yeah, I like some of the jams back in the day. Okay. Don't remember if he was cute or not.
Or like probably AC Slater, but it was Kathy. Hey,
I was a Zacker.
That's when you're. She was a Zacker, but see, she has taste.
Well, I watched you on Kids Incorporated because
old school. Wait, so you're not that old. You don't know Kids Incorporated.
Okay, it's fine. We won't talk about my age, but I am.
Are you serious?
I remember you from Kids Incorporated. So to me, that was your like claim to fame.
Damn, my appreciation like for you later. Went next level. It did. Everybody really sang on that show too.
And well, because Haley Johnson and I were friends growing up. Mm. She was on it, and then another girl who like danced at my grandmother's.
That was a laughter me. That was a laughter me. Yes, but yeah.
I watched that show.
Like, you know what? I think Gia would actually like that show.
You've never seen it?
No.
No, I did.
I'm talking about my kids. I don't think we showed that, but they would actually probably, because it's all singing and dancing. Current songs of the day.
Right.
Which was kind of cool, right? Bring that show back.
Bring it back.
Dang, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Producer hat.
Yeah.
All right. Go to late night snack.
Oh my gosh. The plantain chips from Trader Joe's.
Mm. Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
I was just talking about this with my kids. I said a dog because I just think dogs have the life.
Especially our dog.
Yeah. Lay in the bed, eat your food, go for a walk, sleep all day. Yeah.
You get fed.
Love, be loved.
That's what I'm talking
about. My dog put on weight and they think he's the cutest thing.
Yeah,
he's cuter.
He is the cutest thing.
He's very cute.
Yeah. He is. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come visit us. Nice to finally meet you.
I know. Can we hang out in real life now?
Yeah.
Right?
Are you here now or Nashville?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of split my time. Like, I'm going to Nashville tomorrow, but I live out here.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, listen to Wild One on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music, and you can follow her on Instagram at @IM_AllisonPorter. Someone jacked your name?
Yeah.
Dang.
I mean, it was just kind of one of those things where I was like, how do we make this really complicated?
Yeah.
_IAM her. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.